So this is my dog days of podcasting entry for August 14th. I didn't do yesterday. My only excuse is that I was in migraine hell and my city had no water and I just wasn't in a happy, chirpy podcasting mood. I didn't write. In fact, I skipped as much of yesterday as I possibly could. We had a really thick, heavy storm system over my city and that always goes right to my head. So I try to be unconscious and in a cool, dark room as much as possible when that happens. Also, I was a little bit sad because last night, when it finally stopped storming, my husband made comfort food and we watched Sunday's episode of True Blood. And yeah, True Blood can be bloody and gory and the sex is out of this world crazy and they're so completely gone away from the books that it really is a completely different entity. And that's cool because it's still relatively entertaining. And at this point, we've committed to it for so many years that we're going to finish however many years are left because I have to see what happens. But yesterday's or Sunday's episode that we watched yesterday, because we DVR everything, who doesn't, included the funeral for Terry Belfleur. And I'm sorry if that's a spoiler, but it's been more than a day. And you know what? If you're the one person who's listening to this, you'll live. It was a military funeral, and of course, there was a 21-gun salute, which is actually 7 guns 3 times, in case you didn't know that. And there was also taps. And I hate taps. I hate taps with this visceral, visceral feeling that is just, it goes right to my core. Part of that is because I come from a military family. My grandfather was career Army. He served during World War II. He served in Korea. He was actually associated with the Signal Corps that was attached to West Point, even though he was in New Jersey for a while. He was an instructor. So at his funeral, which happened when I was 21 and was the first funeral I went to as an adult, they had the same thing. They had the 21-gun salute, and they had the folding of the flag, and they had taps. And ever since then, I can't listen to taps without totally bursting into tears. And so I'm watching this show, and it's going back and forth between this really, really lovely funeral and Vampire Massacre. And I'm crying on the couch, and my husband is like, is your head hurting that much? And I'm like, no, they're playing taps. I hate taps. It was just really bad. But then on the same day, my aunt, my godmother, sent me a picture that she had taken in Boston of her and her husband, Louis, sitting in the front of a swan boat on the lake. And that was actually something that I associate with taps also, but in a much more positive way. In 1970, E.B. White, who most people know for Charlotte's Web and Stuart Little, also wrote a book for children called The Trumpet of the Swan. And it's the story about a swan called Louis, who is born mute. He can't trumpet the way swans are supposed to. And there's a boy named Sam who sees Louis and his clutch mates hatch. And Louis, to get Sam's attention, tugs on his sneaker since he can't make sound. And the boy and the swan bond, and of course, because it's a children's book and animals can talk in those, Louis goes to school with Sam, and he learns how to write with chalk on a slate so that he can communicate with people. And at some point, he gets a trumpet. Now, it's obvious to me, the adult, that Louis was named for Louis Armstrong, and that, as well, in addition to being a lovely children's fable, it's also an homage to Satchmo. And as a child, I never realized that. In fact, for the longest time, I thought Louis was pronounced Lewis because I only ever read the book. I never heard the audio book, and I never heard anyone talk about the book. But there are scenes of Louis, who eventually gets a job playing the trumpet at the Swan Boats in Boston. And so there's a passage about Louis playing taps. So this is an excerpt from E.B. White's The Trumpet of the Swan. copyright 1970, but you're allowed to use it as long as you're not making money. And for examples, Louis liked to sleep on the lake. At night, after blowing taps, he would waddle down to the sandy beach by the dock. There, he removed his slate, his chalk pencil, and his trumpet, and hid them under a bush. Then he shoved off into the water. As soon as he was afloat, he would tuck his head under a wing. For a while, he would doze and think about home and his parents. Then he would think about Serena, how beautiful she was, and how much he loved her. Soon he would be fast asleep. When daylight came, he would swim ashore and eat a light breakfast of water plants. Then he'd put on his things, climb onto the flat rock, and blow reveille. The boys, hearing the trumpet, would wake and rush to the dock to swim before breakfast. After supper at night, the campers would often play volleyball. Louis loved the game. He couldn't hop around as fast as the boys, but he could reach far out with his long neck and poke the ball into the air and over the net. It was very hard to get a ball past Louis. He could return almost any shot. When the boys chose sides at the start of the game, Louis was always the first to be chosen. So that's the only part of the passage that I wanted to read. If you haven't ever read The Trumpet of the Swan, like E.B. White's other books, even though it's written for children, it's one of those stories that's so rich and the language is so well chosen that adults could certainly read it and enjoy it and not feel like it's watered down. His descriptions of life in both Ontario and Boston and everywhere are just really lovely. Really rich. You can almost hear bullfrogs and feel the breeze, and it's just amazing imagery, especially when you consider that it's aimed at kids. And so many kids' books are not challenging kids. So that's my entry for tonight, and tomorrow I'll probably write something of my own because I'm supposed to be doing that, and I really hope you enjoyed this, and go read The Trumpet of the Swan. And the next time you hear taps, try to imagine a swan trumpeting it. Or think of Louis Armstrong playing it, because that's just as good.